So now we come to the stanza number 29th of the third chapter of Bodhicaya Avatara, and this is the continuation of rejoicing after having taken the Bodhisattva's vows. This is the supreme draught of immortality that slays the lord of death, the slaughterer of beings. The bodhicitta is something that if you practice, then it will bring you to the complete lasting peace and happiness of total enlightenment. So it is like giving the complete immortality. So therefore it is like amrita, or the draft of immortality that gets rid of, that slays or kills the lord of death, which brings suffering and pain and death again and again. So by practicing the bodhicitta, you kind of overcome the fear of death. So therefore, because it brings the lasting peace and happiness, so it brings, you know, the kind of end of all the fear, and end of all the fear of death, and fear of impermanence and insecurity. And it's also said that by practicing bodhicitta and doing these positive deeds, naturally you will also get rid of all the obstacles of life, and therefore you live long. The rich unfailing treasure mine to heal the poverty of wanderers. So this by practicing the bodhicitta, you attend, you know, when you attend the eighth bhumi, then it's said that there's kind of the sense of poverty, or sense of not having enough, is totally overcome. So therefore, and also because of this great positive deeds accumulated by this, so it brings an treasure that's unfailing rich, which brings the end of kind of poverty, and not only end of poverty to yourself, but heal the poverty of all the beings, the wanderers, in the six realms. It is the sovereign remedy that perfectly allays all the maladies. The most kind of important and most serious, or the causes of all the disease, is the disease of the mind poisons, the ignorance, the aversion, the attachment, and because of these kind of the cause disease, then all other illnesses, disbalances in your body and mind happens. And by practicing the Dharma, and by practicing the bodhicitta, this will get rid of the causes of the diseases, the mind poisons and ignorance, and thereby it also gets rid of all the diseases. So it is not an ordinary kind of a medicine, but the greatest medicine which actually works, the root of all the diseases. So therefore it is said it's the sovereign remedy, and that completely gets rid of all the maladies and illnesses. It is the tree that gives relief to those who wander warily the pathways of existence. When people are, you know, traveling on the path in long distance, and they are kind of tired and, you know, too much sun and heat and things like that. They need the shades of the trees to rest a little bit and recover their strength. So the bodhicitta also gives that those people who wants to who are on the path of not the enlightenment but the path of liberation from samsara, or a little bit kind of a lower kind of intentions, and so there also this the bodhicitta gives them the rest, brings them to that the resting place, the shades of the trees, makes them rest there, and then again encourage them to go forward to wherever the lasting peace and happiness is. So therefore it is like a kind of a resting place. It provides the resting place and relief on the path as well. It is the universal bridge that saves all wonder beings from the states of loss. It's also like when people are, you know, suffering from the lower realms, helldom, hunger ghost realm, and kind of very the suffering of not having the freedom to do things like the animal realms. Then this bodhicitta and bodhisattva's activities brings to these people like a bridge, or sometimes it's called a palanquin, to kind of bring them out of this the most painful sufferings of the lower realms, and then gives them the happiness, the comfort of higher realms. So therefore, what is saying here is, with the practice of the bodhicitta and the bodhisattva's vows, bodhisattva's practices, it helps ourselves and others eventually to become enlightened, but also for the time being gives solace, brings out of the most kind of painful states of being, like lower realms and all kind of temporary solutions, and then after getting rested again encourage you to go forward. So it's good for the for the time being, it's good for the you know, long run. So there's nothing that is negative and bad in this. So therefore, you know, I'm extremely happy that I could actually generate the bodhicitta and that I've decided to work on this. The rising moon of the enlightened mind that soothes the sorrows born of the afflictions. So the two most important obscurations or obstructions to the lasting peace and happiness is the afflictions, the kleshas, and the ignorance. So this is about the afflictions or the mind poisons or the the kleshas, that it's like the rising moon that soothes the sorrows. It soothes the kind of the heat, the wave, heat wave, or the, you know, the scorches of the midday in the desert. So therefore, in the same way, It gets rid of the, or it calms down our negative emotions, and so therefore it is it gives the solace. It gets out of our the some, you know, the very most kind of strong samsaric sufferings. But it is also the mighty sun. It is the mighty sun that utterly dispelled the misty ignorance of wandering beings. So it's not only like the moon, which gives some solace from the heat and calms down, you know, and kind of gets some rest of the night, but it is something that totally gets rid and of all the negativities, you know, like the ignorance. So therefore, you know, these two things, what we call as the ignorance, dispelling the whole of ignorance, the dispelling the complete kind of misunderstanding or wrong way of seeing, and opens your eyes completely so that you can see the true nature, and therefore you are totally free from samsara and become enlightened. So it's like that, it's like this, like the sun in this way, and like the moon to give solace for the night. The creamy butter, rich and full, that's churned from milk of holy teachings. It's like, as we said before also, you know, the bodhisattva's bodhicitta is the essence of all the teachings of the Buddha. Like Padre Rinpoche said, I've read all the teachings of the Buddha, all the commentaries, sutras, tantras, and the pith instructions, and there, anywhere, everywhere, I have never found anything other than the bodhicitta, because some are the introduction to bodhicitta, some are methods to bring you to bodhicitta, some are the actual bodhicitta, and some are the different branches of the bodhicitta. So in the same way, and then this is like the creamy butter. You know, if the milk is, you know, kind of churned and churned and churned, the real essence of the milk is the butter, and so. So in the same way, this is the essence of all the teachings of the Buddha, the bodhicitta, the bodhisattva's vow. So therefore, you know, if we get this bodhicitta and if we practice this bodhicitta, then we are practicing all the teachings of the Buddha and all the path. Now this is 33 stanza. Living beings, wayfarers upon life's path, who wish to taste the riches of contentment, here before you is the supreme bliss. Here, O ceaseless travelers, is your fulfillment. Now this translation is a little bit kind of unclear, but what it's saying is those wayfarers, or those, you know, all the sentient beings, the samsaric beings, are always on the kind of on the move, always running after something, always running away from something, always in kind of a haste, always being chased by something, always unsatisfied, and discontent. So therefore, you know, for them, we bodhisattvas, I would like to kind of become, I would like to become a kind of somebody who is, you know, giving them some rest or some kind of help on the way, you know, sometimes there are places, you know, where you are going for a pilgrimage, and then there it's very difficult, you know, kind of areas, and then there's a camp there who are kind of looking after those people and, you know, preparing them to go forward and, you know, giving kind of food and meditation and rest, you know, whatever they need to kind of make them ready to go forward. So may I become like that? May I, for those people who are the samsaric beings who are always traveling and not traveling just like that, but really, you know, running all the time, totally discontent, totally kind of chased by their kind of negative emotions and karma and things like that. For them, I would like to become, you know, a kind of a resting place. So, and then, you know, kind of lead you to the supreme place, and there give you the, you know, give all the beings the complete fulfillment, the complete satisfaction, the lasting peace and happiness. So, you know, so therefore I am extremely, you know, happy that I've taken this vow of bodhisattvas and would like to work towards helping all the other beings, including myself. So I am happy that I'm on this way. Now then, lastly, this is kind of asking other people to rejoice. This is stanza number 34, the last stanza. And so today, within the sight of all protectors, I summon beings, calling them to Buddhahood. Until that state is reached to every earthly joy, may gods and demigods and all the rest rejoice. So today, in front of all the protectors, protectors means Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all the enlightened as well as unenlightened protectors, I would like to invite, I would like to summon or invite all the beings to what? To the Buddhahood. I would summon them all, calling them to Buddhahood. I would invite all the beings to the lasting peace and happiness of Buddhahood. And not only, you know, to the Buddhahood eventually, but until that state is reached, to every earthly joy, not only to the Buddhahood, but even before they attain the Buddhahood, on the way, I would like to bring them all the kind of comforts and joys and, you know, positive things of the samsara, of, you know, whatever is possible within the samsara, all kind of joys, earthly joys, all kind of samsaric joys and samsaric, you know, good things. That's my kind of main, you know, promise and my, you know, intention and aspiration. So therefore, now when I'm making this, you know, aspiration, so may all the positive gods, all the kind of positive beings and gods or, you know, protectors and demigods and all the, you know, rest, all the great beings and all the, you know, positive beings and everybody rejoice that I am, all the beings also to rejoice that because I am bringing them to this kind of lasting peace. And then till that happens, all the positive things, I'll help them as much as possible in every way that is possible. So therefore, may all the beings be happy. May all those kind of protectors and other gods and demigods who are aware of this happening also be, you know, rejoice and help me to accomplish this promise or this this venture that I'm about to make, including all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. May they also help me and bless me that I will be able to accomplish this. So therefore, this is the kind of requesting other beings, other great beings and other positive beings to rejoice as well, and also that you know, I'm kind of making this promise in front of all of them, so therefore I also you know, can keep this promise and keep this aspiration kind of more strong and clear, and I cannot go back. So now this is the end of the third chapter, and so this is the third chapter, end of the third chapter. So thank you.